North Carolina has one of the highest numbers of historically black colleges and universities in the country. Over the past few years, many of their enrollment numbers have declined. There are multiple reasons for that. They include tighter requirements on some federal loans, higher admission standards, and competition from schools that were long closed to African Americans. We'll examine these issues this morning on Charlotte Talks at 9 o'clock. Right now, WFAE's Lisa Wharf has this report on how both public and private HBCUs are trying to distinguish themselves.
Winston-Salem State University used to train nurses to staff the city's African-American hospitals in the 1950s. Now the school's part of the UNC system and sends their graduates to hospitals all over the state.
More than likely, that nurse would have walked back out and said, "Dr. Sharp, this gentleman is sick in this room."
The school's student body is somewhat different from those early days. Only two-thirds of the students in this class are African-American, and not all of them sought out Winston-Salem State because it's a historically black school. Senior Frederick Huffin had other things on his mind.
It was local. It was in my community. It was accessible and cost-effective, so I came here. Plus, we have one of the top nursing programs in the state.
That's the type of pitch HBCUs need to be able to make, says Philip Clay. He's an urban planner and former chancellor of MIT. He wrote a report on how historically black schools can cope with funding challenges and competition for students.
They will survive to the extent that they can sharpen their case for why students should attend them, meaning that they should have programs that reflect some excellence or link to the job market, that are pre-professional.
North Carolina's five public historically black universities are trying to carve out niches for themselves. North Carolina A&T has long been known for its engineering program, North Carolina Central for its law school. Fayetteville State caters to veterans, and Elizabeth City State has an aviation science program.
The point is that when you build or rebuild or transform your school around some areas of excellence, there's no reason for black students to feel that they will somehow suffer because they go to an HBCU.
For most of their history, HBCUs didn't have the same access to resources as other schools. Most historically black colleges were founded in the Southeast after the Civil War. They prepared African Americans who were barred entry from white colleges for leadership and professional roles. These schools assumed their students would be the first in their families to attend college and made sure to combine academic rigor with plenty of support. HBCUs still pride themselves on embracing such students, no matter the race. Race does shape the dynamics of the campuses. Winston-Salem State student Jasmine Weeks is glad she attends an HBCU.
That was my main drive when I first started looking at schools, just to be around black, I'll be honest, to be around more black people. But now that I'm actually in an HBCU, I realize that it's not so much about being around the same people per se, it's just about being around the same people who know the struggles that you know.
Winston-Salem State has a lot of spirit. Each spring, the school holds a week-long celebration called Ramfest. A DJ plays every afternoon. On this day, student model troops compete. Weeks says some of her friends get the wrong idea about historically black schools.
Honestly, my black friends say they don't want to go to HBCU because it's too many black people.
What did they mean by that?
What they mean is, unfortunately, it has been stereotyped and assigned to black people that we are loud and ghetto, ratchet, which everybody is all of those things at some point in time, I feel like. Because, you know, you have when you're home and you let your hair down, like, who cares? But anyway, so I guess they feel as though it would be just not a good environment for them.
40 years ago, a third of black college graduates attended HBCUs. Now only 1/6 do. Winston-Salem State's enrollment has dropped 18% over the past 6 years. Many of the state's historically black schools have seen some kind of decline during that time. The schools lost students with the tightening of requirements for some federal loans. The UNC system also increased its academic standards after pushing many HBCUs to expand rapidly. Historically black schools face competition from not just other universities, but also community colleges. Johnson C. Smith's chief operating officer, Alfred Anthony Pinkard, says the school has started aggressively recruiting Latino students.
We've had a strategic and very intentional outreach to that community, and it has borne fruit in terms of the numbers of students that have come here and have had wonderful experiences.
Smith started its life in Charlotte as a teacher's college in the 1860s, but school leaders recently decided to close the education department because it attracted only a few students. With the help of the Duke Endowment, Smith is finishing up construction on a new center for science and technology.
We feel that we're strong in the sciences, and we're also looking at what we call new market majors. I mean, we have a program that we're developing in cybersecurity, renewable energy, bioinformatics. Those are, we feel, programs of the future.
The success of that future will be judged on how many students stand in line for that education, but also how many graduate. The state's five public historically black schools have an average graduation rate of 44% compared to 63% across the UNC system. School leaders say that happens when you take chances on students, many of them the first in their families to go to college. Nonetheless, they agree this number has to improve. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf.